Okay, so Rav Usher says in letter Tzadi Dalet. Atama bi amir bichtav tchas hamiyas nafshecha midagas hamachar hamahula v'pachat shel hateva. In the letter you express the very deep fear which you have of tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow? The unknown. The pachat of teva, he calls it. V'kach misretzoy tzoy samachshav asodas knias hamiktsaya. And then the thoughts are rumbling, they're rambling. They're not stopping about purchasing the miktsaya, trying to seal the deal on whatever the miktsaya is, whatever the issue is, the item. And you're very worried, and there's lots of sfekas, and you can't find any peace, can't find any simcha, because, as Chazal tell us, that there is no simcha like hataras sfekas. When a person is in a state of doubt and unknowing, there's a lot of pain in the unknown. When a person finally understands and he's freed from that giant suffix, so then that's simcha. And this yid, he's very worried about the business, about the opportunity. Doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow. He feels like he's been controlled by the teva. Zavushu says, according to Gemara, that he who gives life gives mezoinos. He's giving us life. Look, you're here today. He's going to give the mezainis too. Vein kein, daga benayins. Why so worried? If you want to bring down the shefa, you need channels. And the healthy spiritual channels come from emunah bitachon. Those are the channels which bring down the bracha. Having emunah bitachon in Hashem's eternal, endless goodness is what allows us to cash in from that place. And yet still, if a person still has machshavos of sfeikas and they don't cease, lama madua, why? Ask yourself, am I holding in a place of emunah bitachon? Because if I was, it would put an end to the constant babbling in my mind, which is putting sfeikas. And what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to be my parnasa tomorrow? So atshuva pshuta, the answer is very simple. Hashem Yisbaruch wants, with His great kindness and mercy, that we should come close to Him. In order to bestow upon us tremendous goodness, that hidden goodness. And to give us, to provide for us from His treasure chest of Toiv, the Toiv HaGonuz, the hidden precious treasures of Hashem which He has for us in store. And the complete goodness is Hashem Yisroch wants that we should achieve that goodness through our own efforts. He's referencing a very deep Indian in Primus HaTorah, which is commonly called Nahama de Kisufa on the Svarim, that we were created and brought into this world because it's embarrassing for the neshama to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol freebies. We want that it should be ours, and we should toil and to be able to receive it in that way. Therefore, our minds are always racing. We have lots of ideas. What really is the source of all of the concern and the worries is that are we going to fulfill our purpose of being able to receive that goodness without any nama, the kisufa? That's the root of all of our concerns, of all of our worries. Will we fulfill the purpose of creation? But then it gets mixed up with day-to-day life. And really what we need to do in order to earn our parnasa, so to speak, to earn our reward, is through hachna, humility, and kabbalah samach l'shamayim. So really there's a process which is going on every single day. And even though a person is trying to work on emunah bitachon, he may find himself still worrying about life, the regular day-to-day challenges, bigger issues, parnasa, things which could be taken care of with emunah bitachon. But the root of that, says Rav Usher, is because there's a higher process which is taking place, that a person is worried about the purpose of coming to this world, which is nama tekisufa. Am I putting in enough effort to be able to receive that reward in a way that I'm not going to be embarrassed to receive it? Very deep concept. But it enters into the day-to-day. So therefore, the appropriate behavior is to go with a pashtus. And whatever curveballs HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws us day to day, b'chol yoyim v'chol shah, not just every day, but every moment, li'os batal aleihem v'lo d'tchayseh, that a person should become batal to the obstacles, he should become batal to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the one who's sending him them, and not to feel like it's upon him to throw them away, to cast them away. So therefore, it's not possible for a person to be such a big planner, to have all types of cheshbonos that he's thinking about in the future, that are all rooted, because a mensch is rooted in his afsis, in his nothingness. Where he should be living a life day to day, knowing that he's, like we've said many, many times, like a child in his mother's lap. That's the only thing that he needs to be thinking about. Kegoylem hazeh, like this child, without any yadayim, without any raglayim, where can he go, where can he walk, what can he do? That's us. That's why the Torah tells us, don't forget the experience at Sinai. Don't forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who provides for you. Therefore, I plead with you, don't worry. Right now, you're jobless, you don't see where the check is coming from. Have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He will send you. And that's the channel. And it's upon us to open up the channels. And if it's not coming down, it's because we haven't created the channels to emunah bitachon. Like you've seen till now, the miracles that Hashem has performed for you. You'll also be zeichet to find your shidduch too. The Shekhinah will dwell amongst you. And when you're able to go deeper and deeper down this road of emunah pshuta, you're going to see that it's not up to you to plan at what time you're going to have your children. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's the balabas on these children. It's not up to you to be able to make that happen. It's a gift from Hashem. That on this derech, that Hashem will establish for you beautiful children. And through them too as well, you'll be able to be mefarsim the yichud Hashem in this world. The world Hagashmias Hashem Aleichu La'aretz Kavaydai, to proclaim that He fills everything. Elishu Kel Mistatu B'Shaf Yechevim, but He conceals Himself. But He wants to have a settlement, a dwelling place in this world more than anywhere in all of the endless worlds that He created. This is what we're here for. For this purpose we've been created. No person can pater himself from this. We're not here just to make it day to day and to make sure we have enough parnasa to enjoy our families and so on and so forth. We're here with a spiritual neshama mission that each and every one of us has to accomplish, and we can't get out of it. And that's what we need to be worried about and to be thinking about. And all of our worries are rooted in that worry. So you shouldn't be worried about your parnasa, about your bringing children into the world. There's one thing that we need to do is to dedicate ourselves to the purpose of what we're doing here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have emunah and bitachon, and He knows exactly when and how to provide the things in this life which will assist us and to facilitate to be able to do our purpose in this world. And you're so worried, you write in your letter about all of the machshavos zeros, all the thoughts which come into your head, dafka while you're davening. Out of all places, my machshavos can't leave me alone when I'm trying to stand before Hashem and to daven. And it pains you. But there's a known klal from the Baal Shem Tov, that all of the machshavos, the outside machshavos, which come to us while we are davening, these are thoughts which come in order to be uplifted by us. Because the pshat is, there's nothing in this world which is empty. Even these machshavos, silly machshavos, a person can be in the middle of Shmona Esrei and he's thinking about the Yankee score, the playoffs. What's that all about? They come because they need to be rectified. At that time where these machshavos, either whether it's his machshavos or somebody else's machshavos, which he once had, they come now because they need a tikkun. And they look at the opportunity, now you're davening before Hashem. This is the time that you could be masaking them. But how do you do that? By not listening to them and by being doich them, they have a tikkun. That's how they have a tikkun. By ignoring them, by pushing them aside, and by saying, I'm davening to Hashem Yisbarach now. All of the machshavos which we had previously, those very machshavos come back in order to be rectified. That's what the Baal Shem Tov teaches. Because these machshavos that they see, these are our creations. They're not just emptiness. Every machshava creates. And they see this is the opportune time to come at a moment where the one who created me is involved of a yichud kutshu b'yichud shchinti with Hashem. And it's an esratzon. Now's the time for my tikkun. When a person is ma'ir himself to see who he truly is in this world, he's able to rectify these machshavas. And then after they get rectified, they take on a new form. They have a tchiyas emesim, and those are the machshavas which open up the portals, which allow the tefillas to be able to ascend and for the shefa to come down. They come to help us because we fix them. Such an unbelievable process, particularly. So know that these machshavas which come during your davening, it's an integral part of the process of tefila. Because whatever barriers are there, and it's usually these machshavas themselves, when they have a tikkun, they clear the way. They clear the way. They are the malachim which open the gates and bring down the shefa. So therefore, lefikach eino la'olam mishayish klal. Don't ever give up, even though you see that you're trying to utter one word of davening, and every time you're trying to do something special for Hashem, the machshavas come down, and they destroy the entire process, they blemish it. Chas v'shalom. Yesh makom li'igia la'avodah shebalev, avay im makom li'yush. It's definitely a work of what the Gemara calls avodah shebalev. Takes a lot of work. Davening, avay im makom li'yush, but not to give up, even though it's a struggle. Ki b'midah shalom akir smach erkai. If a person understands more and more just how frail he is, how fragile he is, his existence in this world. Ki ein hu, that he's mamish nothing. Kachu nidbak be'ein soif. Then he's davik takadosh baruch hu. Be'ein erech shirva ilun midol yonazah. And there's no end to how much vekas a person can have because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no end. Hashem Yisbarach yashpil ma'isid decha bracha ve'atzlacha. And he gives him a bracha, as always, to have bracha and atzlacha. Tizke l'siyata d'shmaya. Shetuchu la'amad beis mivcha b'v'chines l'chadum yatehila. That you should be able to pass the test of being quiet, of being silent. Not to complain. To silence your mind, I'm sure, is included in that. Not to break from the oppression of the Yetzer. You see that you're always in a state of sakana. Yetzer Hara is always after you. Learn how to do battle with the Yetzer Hara. And you'll see, when you take it seriously enough, how much Rachmi Shemaim you need in order to deal with the Yetzer Hara. For us to yachabak b'davak b'yisbarach, yamizeicha, to be clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be embraced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen. Can you hear us?